All right, good morning.
大家早.
It's an important morning for us.
今天是一个非常重要的日子.
It's an important day for us.
是一个很重要的日子.
But I say we have to honor our mothers every day.
我要说的是, 我们要遵从, 每一天都要来遵从我们的母亲.
How many agree with me?
多少人, 赞同我的说的话?
How many agree that every day should be Mother's Day?
大家是不是赞成每天都应该是一个母亲节?
Some people don't lift up their hands.
好像有些人没有举手.
I want to see you after this service for counseling. I'm joking. Yes, every day is Mother's Day, but today is a special Mother's Day.
对,每一天都应该是一个母亲节,但是今天是一个很特别的母亲节.
Yeah. Alright, let's say a quick prayer together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would anoint this message.
主,我们求你来祝福。 今天的信息,
we ask that you would speak to us.
对我们说话,
we ask that you would encourage us.
来鼓励我们,
and we ask that you would bless us today.
祝福我们今天,
help us to leave everything aside.
让我们把万事都放在一边,
and rejoice with you again in your word.
在你的同在里面一起来享受你的话语。
Thank you for the word of God.
谢谢你所赐下的话语。
Thank you for a church.
谢谢你给我们一个能够聚会的教会。
Thank you for pastors that can teach it.
让这个牧长们能够教导。
Thank you for every servant who is available.
让每一个同工都能够来服侍。
Thank you for our freedom.
谢谢你给我们有这样的自由。
That we can be together.
让我们能够自由地在一起。
Without any restrictions.
没有任何的限制, 没有任何的拦阻。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
是的,主, 我们要感谢你。
We ask that you would speak to us today.
我们求你来对我们心说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I wanted to ask something. How many mothers we have here today?
我首先要问一下,我们在当中有多少个母亲?
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of exercise today. So mothers, please be ready for this.
Yeah, 我们今天,
so if you are a mother, I would like you to stand up, please, kindly.
Yeah, 母亲们请站起来。
Okay, let's give them an awesome hand, everybody.
Yeah.
Great. Let's give them a good hand, like really mean it, okay? Thank you. Beautiful. All right, thank you, mothers. Okay, how many grandmothers we have here today?
在这边有没有当这个祖母的?
Okay, let's see the grandmothers stand
grandmother,
up, please.
Yeah, 祖母的请站起来。
These grandmothers.
Wow.
Wow, two grandmothers. Okay.
四个, 五个,
okay,
yeah.
五个, there we go, four.
六个, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We're not trying to embarrass you.
我们不是让你觉得不舒服。
We just want to honor you. So.
我们要来遵从你们。
How many times do we actually have you to stand up? So this is just honoring you. Okay, how about this one? Wow, this is a serious one. How many grandmothers we have here today?
我们这边有没有谁当曾祖母的有没有?
Okay, if you are a grandmother, great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother, 曾祖母的。
Yes. Great-grandmother, if you're
有一位,
here.
Yeah, 有一位,
oh,
yeah.
There we go. That's right, right there. Okay, one person, right? One, two, maybe? Yeah, okay, possibly. Okay, very nice. Excellent. Well, Mother's Day is all about women.
这个母亲节当然的是为了姊妹的。
And Bible is all about women.
圣经提到多很多个姊妹。
And those men who say that it's not, they are not here today.
如果否认这些的,那今天他们大概不在这个地方。
We see the woman in the beginning of the history.
我们看到在历史的最开始就有姊妹。
We see wonderful mothers throughout the history of the Bible.
我们也看到在圣经上所记载的历史当中,很多的母亲,他们在历史当中。
And then we see amazing women of God who lead the word of God to the ends of the world.
The
Bible is full of honoring women.
And
Bible is full of honor that God placed on mothers. There's a very unique passage. It actually comes in 1 Kings chapter 2.
有一段信息是在列王记上第二章,
verse 19. It's a story of Solomon.
是有关于所罗门的故事。
And his mother Bathsheba.
他的母亲拔示巴。
We know that David and Bathsheba, had a son. His name was Solomon.
大卫跟拔示巴结婚了以后，他生了儿子所罗门。
This is after David died.
这是大卫过世了以后。
And Solomon became the king.
所罗门继任了成为国王。
And of course, the mother queen is there.
当然，母后还在那个地方，拔示巴。
In Jewish culture, only one person could lead the country.
在犹太的传统里面，只有一个人能够带领他的国家。
There was no other royalties like we see in United Kingdom right now, for example.
这好像不像我们在看到这个英国现在的那个王室有很多位，他们来共同带领国家，不是这样子的。
It was the idea of one person who was leading the nation.
一个人来带领整个国家。
So whether it was a king, whether it was a queen.
可能是国王，可能是皇后。
There were other people in the court, but they were not as important as the king.
其他的人都是一些辅助的。
This is a principle from the scriptures.
这就是圣经教导的原则。
The idea of one leader.
一个带领的。
But very interesting with Solomon.
但是非常有趣的是所罗门。
Was that when, in this particular picture, somebody asked his mom, Bathsheba, to come and ask Solomon a request.
这个故事里面讲到非常特别的是，有人来要求所罗门的母亲拔示巴提出一个特殊的请求。
And she says, I will go to Solomon, I will go to King, and I'll ask him for you.
那拔示巴母后就说，好，那我去找所罗门，我为你来提出这个请求。
I mean, this is classical mother move, right?
这就是一个母亲的一个举动。
You know, mom is, sent to ask for the request, right?
这个孩子们要求母亲去做一些事情。
Because the mom will not be refused.
母亲不会拒绝的。
Right? Mom, if mom comes with the request, she will not be refused.
而且母亲提出这样的拒绝，她的孩子们也不会提出这样的请求，孩子也不会去拒绝。
Nobody can refuse mom.
没有人能够拒绝母亲的要求。
Right? Do you agree with that?
是不是呢母亲们
right? No? June says no. No. Always get refused. No. But it's like, in principle, mom cannot be refused, right?
Yeah, 一般来讲母亲通常是不会被拒绝的。
So, this amazing picture, which I love so much because it shows how God honors mothers, and we're going to talk about that a little bit.
这个故事让我们就看到神是如何的尊荣母亲。
In verse 19 it says here,
第十九节,
that as Bathsheba comes to King Solomon,
拔示巴去见所罗门王,
to speak to him,
对他讲,
it says that the king rose up,
国王就站了起来。
Now draw this picture for yourself.
你回想,把自己放到这个图画里面。
Kings do never rose up for any request.
王在接受任何请求的时候从来不站起来。
That was not customary.
这不是不符合习俗的。
If you know the Eastern culture, people actually would crawl, like remember, actually it comes from, you know this more than probably I do, because it's from the, you know, Eastern culture. People actually would crawl before coming to king on their knees.
在我们东方的传统，你要跟国王提出一个请求的时候，通常是你要俯伏的爬到神王的面前的。
In order to come and supplicate, in order to come and bring their request.
这样你才配跟王提出一点点的请求。
But in this picture it says that the Solomon gets up from his seat.
但是在这个图画里面我们看到所罗门王站起来了。
And in the next verse is amazing. It says here, he rose up from his seat, he met her mom, and he bowed down to her.
他不但站起来给他一个座位，而且所罗门王向他下拜。
He treated her like a royalty.
他看他的母亲好像是一个最高的皇室。
Even though she had a position in the society, but there was more than that.
他不尊重他不只是他有这个权势。
Jewish kings and judges, when they would bow down, and the word there is actually mean to bow down to worship, and, okay.
这句话它的意思是说，所罗门王不但是俯伏，而且是好像一个敬拜一样的方式。
And it doesn't say that he bowed down to her. It says that he prostrated himself on the ground before her.
他是整个人扑倒在地上面。
That's how you would show honor.
这就是你表现的如何的尊崇。
Which is so unique.
这是非常特殊的。
You know, he gets up from his seat.
他从椅子上站了起来。
He meets her, greets her, probably kissed her, and then he prostrates himself on the ground before her.
他前面来迎接他，跟他这个问安，然后匍匐在他的面前。
Wow, how many of your children do that to you?
你的孩子有这样对你做过吗？
Come on, go home and treat them, train them.
所以做父母的回到家要按照圣经教导孩子。
I know Justin is going to do that today.
Justin 今天回家可能会这样
做。He's going to go home and he's going to say, Mom, let me just treat you royal, like royalty right now, okay? I'm going to show you the example from the Bible.
这个 Justin 回家跟他妈妈讲，我要按照圣经来遵从。
He loves his mom so much.
Yeah, Justin 爱他的母亲。
And then he lead her to his throne.
然后他就带着他的母亲到他的王位。
But there was only one throne.
但是只有一个王位。
It says here that he brought her a throne.
他又搬了另外一个位置放在
王位旁边。
放在旁边。
He put another throne right to his right side.
他放一个那个皇座在他的右边。
Bible says in Hebrews that the right side, as Jesus is sitting at the right side of the Father, means about the completion of the work.
这个耶稣基督坐在父神的右边，表示他一个事工的一个完全。
Just like the work is finished, Jesus is sat next to his Father in a rest, in accomplishment of work. The same thing, the same honor Solomon shows to his mother.
就像耶稣基督完成所有的工作以后，他坐在父神的右边。今天拔示巴也是一样，坐在所罗门的右边，他完全遵从他的母亲。
Culturally, having sitting on the right side meant that you had the ear of the one who was sitting on the left. You could talk to him.
你坐在他右边，你用左手边左耳来听话，很仔细的来听。
Isn't that amazing?
这很奇特吧？
Incredible. Incredible honor.
很最高的一个尊崇。
Amazing honor.
很让人惊讶的一个尊崇。
Why so much honor?
为什么给他如此大的尊崇呢？
A person can say, well, it's too much honor to a person.
这对好像对人已经超过了对人的尊崇。
Don't you know who Bathsheba is?
你难道不知道拔示巴是谁吗？
Don't you know what she has done?
你不知道她曾经做过什么事吗？
Oh, don't we know her history?
你难道不知道她的过去吗？
You don't know her mistakes?
你不知道她犯了多少的错吗？
Or where she comes from?
你她是怎么出生吗？
No.
不。
No.
不。
You have no idea what's going on here.
你不知道这边所发生的。
The honor.
尊崇。
The honor was showing her.
Honor, 这个尊崇会让她。
Is like honor to God.
好像尊崇神一样。
You know, no wonder Bible says to love each other.
这就是圣经所说的，我们要彼此相爱。
You know, well, no wonder Bible says to love your enemies.
难怪圣经讲说你要爱你的仇敌。
No wonder Bible teaches to treat each other just like you would like to be treated.
圣经事实上面跟我们讲说，你要人家怎么待你，你就要先去怎么样对待别人。
You know, and today we're honoring a person and most amazing person in the life of a human being, a mother.
今天我母亲节就是我们在尊崇在人生的过程当中很重要的一个角色，母亲。
But really not just mother, but a woman.
不只是一个母亲，而且是一个女人，
a woman that God created,
一个姐妹。
God created,
人神所造的女人
，for His purpose,
为了他的这个目的所造的女人
，which He honors greater,
神更加的尊崇他
，just like the person would honor God,
就好像人来尊崇神一样。
I love this,
呀、yeah, ，这个很令人喜悦。
I mean, it gives puts certain things in perspective,
这让我们能够看到更深的一层。
It also teaches us something.
他更也告诉了我们
about the quality,
一个品质
quality that sometimes we neglect.
很多的时候我们会忽略了这些特殊的品质。
We can say, well, our mothers are tough on us.
我们的母亲对我们很凶。
You know, our mothers can be tough on us.
我们的母亲确实可以对我们很凶。
You know, sometimes people see only that.
有时候我们会常常注意到这个方面。
Or sometimes people say, well, my mother wasn't really there for me necessarily.
有的人说我需要我母亲的时候她并不在我旁边。
But underneath,
但是在这个事实的下面
in a closed room
在一个这个隐蔽的地方
mothers are actually in a war zone
一个母亲事实上是在一个战争的一个征战的一个环境里面
praying
她在祷告
groaning
她在声哀嚎
like utterances growing inside for their children
她在为她的孩子们在这边呻吟哀嚎
for their loved ones
为他们所爱的
you know, for their beloved
为他们所爱的人
you know, why is that?
为什么呢?
Because there's a secret
因为有一个秘密
and today is that secret will be revealed to you
今天我们要来启示这样的一个秘密
because if you didn't know this
如果你不知道这个
that the woman has a great qualities that the Holy Spirit has
每个女人姊妹都有一个圣灵独特的特质在它里面。
You're going to say, where is that in the Bible?
你这圣经上哪边有这样讲呢?
I'm going to show it to you.
我们等一下就要来看。
There was a woman in the scriptures.
在圣经里面有一个女人。
Her name was Hannah.
她的名字就是哈拿。
And she didn't have children.
她没有孩子。
And in that society, if you didn't have children, you were kind of looked funny.
在当时的那个社会里面，如果一个女人没有孩子，你看起来是非常怪异的。
You were despised.
你会被人家轻看的。
You were not accepted in the society.
这个社会不接纳你的。
And her husband was a man of an influence.
但是她的丈夫是一个非常有影响力的人。
Okay. Everybody knew him.
每一个人都认得她的丈夫。
He also was a man of means. He had money.
她同时也是一个非常富有的人。
But she had only one problem.
她只有一个问题。
She didn't have children.
她没有孩子。
So she would go before God.
她到神的面前。
She would go to the temple.
她到圣殿。
And she would like be groaning before God, like, God, please, please God, like help me. Like she would just really cry out to the Lord.
她在神的面前大声的哀嚎。
It's so much so that people who looked her, they thought she was drunk.
他哀嚎到一个程度，人家从他旁边走过，以为他喝醉了。
And the priest would come and say, "Why are you drunk? Why are you here?"
祭司来到面前说：“你来到这边，为什么？你为什么白天喝醉了呢？”
And she would say, "I'm not drunk."
他说：“我没有喝醉。
I'm just sorrowful.
我实在是太痛苦了。
My heart is groaning.
我的心破碎了。
My heart is crying out.
我的心在哀嚎。
Because I want something with God.
我要希望神给我一些东西。
I'm asking something of God.
我求神给我东西。
I'm just before Him.
我现在站在神的面前。
Transparent.
我完全赤裸敞开的。
And I'm knocking on heaven's door.
我在敲天上的门。
And then God heard her.
上帝听了她的祷告。
And God gave her a son.
神给她一个孩子。
Prophet Samuel.
就是先知撒母耳。
Who changed the history of Israel.
撒母耳。改变了以色列的历史。
Who anointed David?
他恩膏了大卫。
Who became an incredible man in the history of the Bible?
大卫成了圣经里面非常重要的一个人物。
You know, Scripture says that the Holy Spirit groans like the groaning of the world.
这个圣灵好像在改变整个世界一样。
The same, it's the same kind of qualities like the mothers would do toward her children. Holy Spirit have the same qualities toward the world.
就好像一个母亲为她儿女所摆上的就跟圣灵要为这个世界所改变的是一样的。
You see the connection?
你可以看到这中间的连接了吗?
Mothers, you have an amazing connection with the Holy Spirit.
母亲你跟圣灵有独特的连接。
Holy Spirit's quality is in you.
圣灵的这个特质在你的身上。
To groan before God.
在神面前呼求。
To lay everything before the Lord.
把所有的倾倒在神的面前
and then get the answer from the Lord
然后从神那边领受神的答复
usually someone for someone else
通常是为了别人
you know for somebody's benefit
是为了别人的好处
you know they say that the greatest wars are fought in the closet where moms are praying
有一句话讲说最大的征战是一个母亲站在内室里面为人祷告
You know, there was in the history of Christianity, there was a lady whose name was Susanna Wesley.
有在这个基督教历史里面有一个 Susanna Wesley.
She's the mother of John Wesley.
她是 John Wesley 的母亲。
The one who was a great preacher on the horseback who brought so much in the world of evangelism.
John Wesley 他就是在这个马骑马的传道者，他影响了很多很多的人。
They would say to her, why are you spending 8 hours in prayer?
人家问他说，你为什么花八个小时来祷告呢？
Don't you have things to do?
你难道没有其他的更好的事情可以做吗？
Why are you waking up this early?
为什么你这么早就起床呢？
Why are you caring so much?
为什么你的这个负担这么多呢？
What they didn't know.
他们并不知道。
What the people, the society didn't know.
社会上人并不知道。
That she was praying for her children.
她是在为她的儿女祷告。
Her prayers changed the world.
她的祷告改变了世界。
John Wesley changed the world.
他的祷告让 John Wesley 改变了世界。
And I love this about Hannah, the Bible Hannah, the woman that had a son. It says that she said to God, God, if you give me a son, I will give him, I will dedicate him back to you, and he will be in service to you.
我很喜欢哈拿的祷告，他说，神啊，求你给我一个孩子，你给我一个孩子，我要把他奉献给你，让他来侍奉你。
And he went and God gave her a son, and he went in, and he served in the temple. And every year she would come and visit him.
真的是如此，当他得了撒母耳以后，他就把他奉献给这个圣殿，他每一年来看撒母耳一次。
And she would bring him a colorful coat.
他给他穿上彩衣。
Coat in the Bible speaks of authority.
彩衣在圣经上代表权柄。
It also represents quality and covering.
也表示这个属灵的一个遮盖。
You know, mothers are anointing us with quality of life.
母亲恩膏我们，让我们生命当中有一些很神圣的特质。
They cover us.
他们给我们遮盖。
They love us.
他爱我们。
They care for us.
他关心我们。
And they give us qualities of life that we have not experienced.
他会给我们一个生命的特质，是我们以前从来没有经历过的。
You know, men are hunters.
我们人像一个猎人一样。
We like to live.
我们想要这个生存。
We like to hunt.
我们必须要狩猎。
Then we bring it home.
我们打到了猎物带回家。
And then we fall.
然后我们就睡觉。
Until next morning.
然后到第二天早上再起来。
And then we get up.
然后第二天早上起来。
And then we go hunt again.
我们再去打猎。
But not the mothers.
但是母亲不是这样。
Mothers are in control.
母亲她是要来掌控的。
Mothers are watching.
他们在这个关怀的各个地方。
Mothers are putting things in order.
他把所有的东西有条不紊地安排好。
And we know this from the scriptures actually.
这个在圣经上，圣经文是这样讲的。
I'll finish with this.
那我们来看这段经文。
Read with me. Just look at it in Proverbs 31.
请跟打开你的圣经，我们来看一下箴言书第31章。
That's an incredible passage.
这是一个非常好让人经那个好的一个经文。
It shows you how the mothers actually operate.
这告诉我们一个母亲是怎么样来在生活当中行事为人的。
And what kind of qualities they actually bring to life.
他们是怎么样把一些生命的特质放到我们的生命里面。
It says in verse 10.
第十节。
I'm going to read verse by verse, but I'm going to open the verse for you.
我们会每一节都读，然后每一节逐节的讲说。
It's gonna be life changing.
这是一个让我们能够生命能够改变的经文。
It says here, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过红宝石。
Oh, who can find a woman like that?
谁能够找到像这样的一个女的人呢？妇人呢？
Who can find a woman like that?
谁能够找到像这么好的妇人呢?
Really, I'm looking at the woman of the hall full of women like that right now.
我们现在所看到的各位都是像这样的一个女人。
You're precious than rubies.
你们比红宝石更宝贵。
You're precious than most precious stones in the world.
你们比世界上最贵的宝石更珍贵。
Rubies are very quality stones, precious stones.
红宝石是一个非常珍贵的一个宝石。
And you are more precious than that.
你比红宝石更宝贵，每一个人
，all of you，
每一个人都比红宝石更宝贵。
It says in verse 11，
第十一节
，that the heart of her husband safely trusts her，
她的丈夫心里依靠她
，so he will lack no gain，
他必不缺少任何的利益。
Wow, the heart of a man trusts the woman。
一个男
mother, wow.
一个男人的心相完全的信任这个女人
you know,
这个母亲。
You know what that means? It means that he makes his salary and then he comes home and says, honey, here's the salary.
就好像一个男的这个完全相信他的太太
nothing.
赚了钱以后把薪水完全不动的交给他的太太。
Okay, all my possessions are yours.
我所有的都是你的。
Because I'm a hunter.
因为我是一个丈夫，我是一个猎人。
This is all I know.
这是我所知道的，就是赚钱。
Okay, how to provide.
怎么样来提供给你。
But I trust you.
但是我相信你。
To keep the household going.
你能够带领整个家往前行。
I trust you.
我相信你。
To keep the fire going.
能够让这个炉灶一直不断的燃烧。
So that there is no lack of anything.
所以家里不会缺少任何的东西。
So that there is bread on our table.
所以我们的餐桌上有食物可以吃。
So that everything is divided equally.
每一样东西都分配得好好的。
So that there is no lack in my family.
所以没有任何的缺乏在家中。
I love verse 12.
第12节。
It says a mother, a woman like that,She does to him good and no evil.
她使一生使丈夫有益无损。
All the day of her life.
在她有生之年。
Not all the day of his life, okay?
不是在丈夫的有生之年，在这个妈妈她的有生之年，她全身心的。
But all the day of her life.
她在有生之年。
It speaks of devotion.
他讲到他是完全的摆上。
It speaks of quality.
表示他生命当中一个很重要的特质。
That the woman can, and the mother, a woman can look at it.
让这些我们这些做母亲的可以看得到。
And not see just what's in front of her.
不是只是说看到他表面。
But see something beyond.
看到他在表面那个后面。
Something greater.
那个更大的。
Something bigger.
那个更好的。
Bigger picture.
更好的一个图画。
I love verse 14.
第十四节。
It says that she's very industrious.
她是非常这个会做生意的。
She is like the merchant ships.
她好像一个商船。
She brings her food from afar.
从远方运粮过来。
She also rises and, while it's still a night.
她未到黎明她就起来。
And provides food for her household.
把食物分给家中的人。
And a portion for her maid servants.
然后把当做的工分派给妃女。
She can rise up and she can say, okay, so what are my children going to eat?
她可以起来说，哎，我今天孩子吃什么？
I mean, we don't think about that, man. We're like, we're like all over the place. But mom is like,We know exactly what's going to be happening, right, Justin? Yeah, we know exactly what's going to be happening right now.
Right, 一个做丈夫的，我们早上起来这个抓不着头绪，但是一个做母亲的，她有条不紊的安排得很好。
She has no problem to go buy her herbs from one store, then she go to another store to buy her potatoes, right, because it's cheaper there, maybe, and she goes to another place to get that thing. She knows exactly how things work.
她完全知道到哪一家店应该买这个最便宜的东西，到这家店去买个减价的，到哪一天买一个更好的。
And not only that she takes care of her household.
她不只是照顾她的家。
She also takes care of others.
她同时也照顾别人。
You know, she takes care of others.
她照顾别人。
I love that principle.
这个原则是非常的好的。
She's very revered in the society. She's honored in the society because of what she does.
她对社会所做的，社会都很感激她。
She's very far seeing.
她能够看得很远。
She knows how to invest.
她知道怎么样投资。
Look at verse 16.
第十六节。
She considers a field and buys it.
她看到一个好的田地，她立刻就买了下来。
Okay. She sees an opportunity and she sees it.
她看到一个机会，她就抓住它。
She's like, honey, we have to buy a house.
她说 ，Honey， 我这个先生，我们要买一个房子。
We need an investment property.
我们要投资。
We're like, oh no, what are you talking about?
哦，这个太对吧？你在讲什么？
This is a good opportunity.
不，这是一个好的消息，好的投资机会。我们要紧紧的抓住它。
All right, she does that.
她就是这样做。
Incredible.
很让人不可思议的。
It says from her profits she plants a vineyard.
她这个就把赚来的钱呢去买这个葡萄园。
That means that she makes investment in one place, then the profit she takes, she invests into another place, and she gets even greater profits.
她投资得利以后，马上再投资赚了更大的利益。
I mean, are we talking about a woman here?
我们这边是在讲到一个妇人吗？
Are we talking about a mother here?
我们是在讲到一个母亲吗？
Yes, we are.
是的，我们就是在讲到一个母亲。
This is in the Bible.
这就是在圣经上记载的母亲。
We didn't write this.This is how God speaks.
这就是神在对我们所说的。
Look at verse 17.
第十七节。
She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms.
她以能力束腰，使膀背有力。
She perceives that her merchandise is good.
她觉得所经营的有力。
And her lamp does not go out by night.
她的烛终夜不灭。
It speaks of preparedness.
预备好。
It speaks of really like calculation.
她知道怎么样来筹算。
Like you all mothers are.
就像我们每一个母亲一样。
And we respect you for that.
我们非常的期望你能够如此。
That you make sure that there is oil for our lamps.
你知道要为我们的灯预备油。
That there is a budget for our families.
我们家里面要生活要有预算。
That there is things that we put in allocate things so that everything would work.
我们会精密的筹算，让每一件事情有条不紊的发生。
Look at verse 20.
第二十节。
She extends her hand to poor.
她张手周济困苦的人。
And those who are in need.
他们有需要。
That's what you are.
你们就是如此。
You are like that.
你们就像这个样子。
And we honor you for this.
我们为此来向
尊崇。And we say thank you for doing that, mothers.
谢谢这在座的母亲常常做这样的事情。
Thank you for considering that.
谢谢你们有这样关怀人的心。
Because it's the quality of God.
这就是这个品质是从神来的。
It's just like the character of God.
这像神的特质。
You have it.
在你的身上。
And we recognize that.
我们看到了。
I love something else. The chapter goes on her being like really leading like an industrial life, going into tapestry and so on and so forth.
经文一直在讲到他怎么样有这个商业的头脑，他怎么样筹算，他怎么样计划。
It says here in verse 29 and in verse 30. Let's finish with this.
在第二十九节跟第三十节。
Okay, in verse 28 actually.
28, 第二十八节。
Yeah, it says her children rise up and call her blessed.
她的儿女们早上起来称她是有福的。
Wow, that's what Brandon is going to do from now on.
这就是 Brandon 他现在从今天以后要做的事情。
Okay. He's going to get up and he's going to call his mom blessed.
他每天早上起来要称他的母亲说、okay. 你是有福的。
Mom, you're blessed.
母亲你是有福的。
Mom, you're blessed.
母亲你是有福的。
Okay, that's what we have to call them.
这就是我们要这样的 来祝福我们的母亲。
What does her husband do?
她的丈夫怎么做呢?
It says her husband also, he praises her.
她的丈夫也称赞她。
Wow, you're worthy of praise.
你受到别人的称赞,
Mother,
丈夫的称赞。
Mothers and women in this hall, you're worthy of praise.
在座的各位母亲, yeah. 你们配得称赞。
Yeah. Why are you like that? Why are you worthy of praise?
为什么你值得称赞呢?
Why was Solomon giving so much room, so much praise, so much honor to his mother?
为什么所罗门给他的母亲如此大的尊荣呢?
And here's the secret I was telling you about.
这就是接下来就是要讲的这个秘诀。
Because verse 30 reveals the true motherhood, true womanhood, and who we are really wanted to be.
第三十节讲到一个真正女人的一个特质，这是我们所要求的。
It says here in verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的。
Isn't that true?
是不是真的呢？
Mothers, you know this. You know this more than
we
shouldn't be talking about this at all. You know this better than, but it says here, but a woman who fears the Lord,
敬畏耶和华的妇女,
she will be praised.
必被称赞。
And this is our secret.
这就是秘诀。
The secret to amazing motherhood.
成为一个伟大的母亲。
The secret to be an amazing wife.
成为一个伟大的太太。
To be, the secret to being an amazing woman of God.
成为一个上帝眼中的女人的秘诀。
Fear of God.
敬畏神。
Respect of God.
敬畏神。
Reverence of God.
来顺服神。
Recognition of Christ.
来这个认定耶稣。
Living for Christ.
为耶稣而活。
Recognizing Him.
来认定神。
Studying Him.
来读神的话。
Living with Him.
在与神同活。
And then revealing Him.
在我们的生命当中把它
显明出来。
到显明在我们的家庭。
And then to everyone you come across.
显明在你所碰到的每一个人。
So you are that woman.
你就是那个贤德的妇人。
And we honor you today.
我们今天要来尊崇你。
We would like to say thank you.
我们来要来跟你说谢谢。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。
You are amazing.
你们是令人敬仰的。
You are important.
你们非常的重要。
Thank you for following God.
谢谢你们跟随神。
Thank you for caring for your families.
谢谢你们照顾你们的家庭。
Without you, we couldn't be able to do anything.
没有你，我们不能做什么。
So thank you for who you are.
谢谢你们成为一个这样的一个母亲。
And thank you for being amazing mothers and women.
谢谢你们成为一个神眼中的妇人，成为一个这么好的母亲。
Amen.
阿们。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for mothers.
我们为这些母亲来向你献上感谢。
We thank you for godly women.
我们为这些神眼中的妇人来向你献上感谢。
We thank you for those who are representing the female race.
我们为这些妇女的代表来向你感谢。
Lord, thank you so much.
我们为此感谢你。
We ask that you would bless them every day of their lives.
我们求你在他们生命当中每一天都满了你的祝福。
Lord, maybe there's something going on in their health or in their situation right now. We just pray right now that you would bring healing into their lives right now, Lord Jesus.
或许在他们生命当中现在面临着健康的问题，或者是有各样的难处。主啊，我们求你来医治，也求你拿去他们的重担。
Maybe there's some obstacle and a question, hardship, something that is obstructing in their lives right now, or anything, God, only you know. We ask that you would remove it right now.
或许他们在生命当中碰到很大的困难，他们有很大的忧愁挂虑。主啊，我们求你把这些通通挪掉。
Maybe there are mothers and wives out there struggling with their faith.
或者是有一些姊妹们，他们在生活当中面临着信心的挑战。
Maybe they have questions.
他们有很多的疑惑。
And they do not have answers.
他们找不到答案。
Lord Jesus, we pray that you would answer them today.
主啊，我们求你今天成为他们一切问题的答案。
Lord, in a unique way, answer them.
用你特殊的方式来回答他们的疑问。
Speak to them.
对他们心说话。
And also us, Lord, as a church, teach us to know how to bless and care for mothers and women in this church.
主啊，也求你让教会知道怎么样能够按照你的旨意来照管、来服侍、来关心这些姊妹们。
Lord, we ask them blessing, health, and long life.
我们求你祝福他们有健康的身体，有长远的寿命。
And most of all, we ask that you would open your words to them greatly.
也更求你的话语为他们解开。
So that they would bless others.
他们成为别人的祝福。
So that they would become disciples.
他们能够成为你的门徒。
So that they would be teachers.
他们能够成为一个老师。
So that they would teach others about your word.
他们能够负起教导别人认识你的责任。
Thank you so much for them today.
为今天这样的一个节日，我们向你献上感谢。
We ask that you would bless the remainder of our service.
主，求你来继续来祝福我们接下来的敬拜。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
好，谢谢。